All right, and Hayden here is going to help us on the first intro. You ready, Hayden? You ready, Hayden?
I was born ready.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
No, hang on. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bel Air.
Bel Air who?
Bel Air, the band that's playing on your podcast today. Remember when you invited us to come over?
Yeah. Sorry. Come on in. I guess I thought we were doing a bit. Patrick and I usually do bits. There we go. All right. And then the music would come in and would save me from that. Okay, here, you can have this.
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's a house party.
Yeah.
We love the house parties, don't we, Patrick?
Yeah, we do. Thanks, everybody, for coming out to Jim's place here in the suburbs.
And what makes this house party particularly special, Patrick?
Is we have a real band, Bel Air. It's so great that you guys actually showed up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
So Bel Air from Florence, Alabama.
Yeah.
And they were just passing through town, and so we... You know, we snagged them to come here and play the family room they're going to play.
Played in D.C. last night, yeah. Playing in North Carolina tomorrow night. So thank you guys very much. How's the tour been going? You have just a few more days, right?
Yeah, about another week. Okay. So we're kind of on the downswing back to Alabama.
You have a new record coming out and the tour's been going well?
Yeah, record came out last Friday, so I'm a little over a week ago now. Yeah, tour's going well. Nashville, New York, all the big towns you got to go play. You know?
Yeah.
We did that. So,
any particular highlights from this tour that you guys want to share?
We think.
Well, last night was definitely the best sounding room that we've played yet on the tour.
If anyone in this room hasn't gone to see a show at Union Stage, I would definitely recommend that place.
Phenomenal. Fantastic. Yeah, a pretty new place.
Right? Yeah, it is. Best sounding room until tonight. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Second best sound.
So Patrick likes to just sort of plow right into the interview.
Sorry.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
We do have to do some little introductions here first. We got to let people understand who they're talking to.
Business.
Or who they're hearing, I meant to say. So we have with us Matt Green, who is the singer or one of the singers and guitarists for Bel Air.
Yes.
And then the other voice you heard on mic here is Hayden Crawford, bassist.
Correct.
And make sure you guys get in tight on those mics. All right. Cool. And then we have a couple other guys from Bel Air. You're going to hear them also on the podcast. We have Adam Morrow. I see him over there enjoying a beer. And we have Reed Watson. Where's Reed? There he is, also enjoying a beer. And just so everybody here in the house party knows, help yourself in the fridge. There's plenty of beers, water, whatever you want. And we have to mention, too, that we got an incredible spread here from our friends at Potbelly, right?
Yes, it was just a fantastic thing that was dropped off. And apparently the veggie subs have acid in them, so you might want to be careful when you eat those. Do you have one, Jim?
I'm glad I'm a vegetarian.
That's perfect. You might not want to leave. So,
like hydrochloric or LSD?
I'm not sure.
Both.
So, I don't know what to say about that exactly. They were kind enough to give this to us for free. So let's just say you go to Potbelly, you get a nice wholesome meal at Potbelly.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with the sandwiches.
No, I'm kidding. Yes. Of course, it's a joke. It's finger licking good.
It's not that. Wow.
We should cut that part out.
I tell you, if we get to the point where we have real sponsorship on this show, you're going to have to come to rehearsal.
No, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, and then we have many friends here. Some friends who have been to our house parties before, and some who are new to the experience. Right? Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Not enough liquor yet. And I mentioned the beer. The bathroom is up by the front door. Anybody doesn't know, you go down the hall here, and it's the last door on the left. If you go into the first door on the left, that's our laundry room. And you may see some of my unmentionables in there. So I would advise against that. The last door on the left is where you want to go. All right. And I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick
Paulson. There you go. We should probably also say that. And this is Rockin' the Suburbs, and we literally are Rockin' the Suburbs.
Tonight. On yes. This night.
Okay. So back to Bel Air. You had questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to us, guys, about the new record. It just came out, right, last Friday, mm-hmm. and was recorded where?
We recorded the record in our hometown, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at Fame Studios, which is a, you know, historic studio there that's been there, really started in the 50s, but in its current location in the 60s. You know, everyone from Aretha Franklin to Wilson Pickett cut records there. So it's a pretty special space.
And was that a conscious choice that you guys had wanted to go there just to get that Muscle Shoals sound?
Yeah, I mean, there are aspects of the room that we knew we wanted to take advantage of. It's a great live room. We knew we wanted to make the record as a band live in the room. And it was also helpful to get the producer in that we wanted to make the record with. His name is Tom Schick. He's a Chicago guy now. Primarily is the is Wilco's engineer, house okay. engineer at the Loft. So, you know, it was helpful to lure him down to yeah. be interested in to work in a space like that.
Yeah. And how long did it take, guys? Because it sounds very rich and very detailed and like certainly something that wasn't I wouldn't have thought that you guys just set up and kind of played live in the room, because it sounds like you worked on it a while and did many takes and like spliced together, you know, guitar sections and put it all together for a master take.
Yeah, well, I wish I could say that we did, but it was quick. You know, I mean, when you're working on a short budget, you do stuff quickly. So we did the recording probably in about 7 days, 6 or 7, and then mixed it in 3 days. We mixed it in Chicago at the Loft. We didn't mix it in Alabama.
Okay. So. And you guys also work kind of as a backup band for others. Is that right?
You're taking all my questions.
Sorry. No,
keep going. All right.
Yeah. Well, like one interesting thing that we've fallen into, given the town that where we live, I mean, it's just per capita, the number of musicians in town is pretty incredible. So we've done everything from back, an older singer songwriter guy, Donnie Fritz. You may know the song like Breakfast in Bed.
Yep.
He's had some pretty big hits. Mm-hmm. And he was Kris Kristofferson's keyboard player for 40 years. And so we've done some dates back in him, and he's just a good friend of ours. And then three of us in the band, tour with John Paul White, who was the male half of the Civil Wars, if you've heard of them.
Yep.
So he's from the area as well, originally from Tennessee, just north of the state line, but he lives in Florence now. So,
all right. I get a turn now?
Yes. Okay. No, hang on. Sorry.
Actually, before we do that, I think people would like to hear some of this new record, right?
Let's do that.
So the first track, which is, I guess, Reed was telling me, is kind of the current single. Is that right? Because Reed, the drummer in the band, also works at the label.
Yes, he does.
Things. So,
single lock.
So I have to turn to him for, you know, what do you want to promote, right? So anyway, so the song is Get Away. You guys want to hear it, right? that is Get Away.
Yeah, beautiful.
What do you guys think? Sorry. It is a great song. And so tell us a little bit about you guys, as you mentioned, Alabamans recorded Muscle Shoals, sort of, you know, have all of that influence of music that kind of just swirls, I think, in the air there. Yet, when I listen to a song like this, I think it sounds very sort of West Coast and very sort of Californian, right? Yeah. And so where does that come from?
Listening habits. You know, that's just like, for me, that's as a songwriter, that's the stuff that I love, like the Birds, as just in terms of West Coast, like they're one of my favorite bands. You know, more pop stuff, like even Britpop and things like that. They tend to inform the way that I write songs. But I think that there are guys in the band, like Reed, especially the drummer. I mean, he's more into like New Orleans and soul and R&B kind of stuff. So hopefully, you know, we can take those two things and, you know, do some kind of pop stuff, but it's got like a groove to it too, you know? So I think that influence sneaks in there at the end of the Muscle Shoals one does.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We were, Matt and I were talking a little bit last night before your set at Union Stage, and one of the songwriters who came up, who you said you really like is Matthew Sweet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, sort of like, tell us a little bit about, I know you guys are also into Big Star, things like that. Is there, how did you get into like power pop and that kind of thing?
Like MTV, you know,
yeah.
In the '90s, like, cause it was great. There was someone like MTV 2 and like the late night shows on there and all that stuff. I mean, I can remember seeing like the Sick of Myself video and hearing that song and just being like, wow, holy shit. Like, who is this guy? And just immediately going down to the Blockbuster or whatever and buying the CD, you know.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a Blockbuster and Muscle Shoals.
They sold CDs?
Yeah, they went music for a while. Yeah, did Blockbuster
they?
Did.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was their downfall.
Yes. Yeah, bad move.
Right.
So.
Yeah, this CD thing's really going to take off right about now, exactly. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Beta tapes.
Yeah. So, you guys... do obviously have a lot of influences, and it sounds like it in the record. But how do songs come about? I mean, are songs brought in fully formed, or do you guys get in a room and jam and kind of work the parts out, or how does that work?
I think the parts get worked out together mostly in a room. But you know, I'll write the song for the most part, you know, alone at the house, mm-hmm. usually like an acoustic guitar or something like that, maybe an electric. And just at least have the skeleton of the chords and the structure of the song. I might not necessarily have everything, like the, you know, the lyrics done or something like that, but enough to get through it, you know, and to hum along a melody. And then just like start, you know, working on drums and bass and other keyboards and guitar parts for it.
And the lyrics come last?
Yeah, most of the time for me. Yeah, I kind of find like a melody. And I'll sing, you know, nonsense stuff. It's funny, like a lot of times out of the nonsense, there's like one thing. There's one line or there's two or three words
mm-hmm.
that you're like, oh, yeah. Like that's what I need to focus on to make the song and to write around that one thing that just spontaneously comes out when I'm doing a little phone demo or whatever.
Right. So. It's kind of been surfaced by the melody you're playing or whatever. Yeah. That's okay. Very interesting.
So here's a true story from just... earlier today, before we were recording here, went to my son's basketball game, and we're driving home, and we're listening to Sirius XM, and landed on the Beatles channel, and they were playing, they had a little, Paul McCartney telling a little story about writing Hey Jude, and then they played Hey Jude, right? So anyway, this relates to Get Away, because in Get Away, you have sort of a wordless chorus thing, right? And I was noting to Katie, where'd Katie go?
She's right there.
Okay.
So back me up on this, right? I was doing to Katie. I said, when it gets to the na-na-na-na-na's part of Hey Jude, like, it's like perfect for performance, right? He has to play that at like every show because he knows the crowd is all going to sing along to that show. That's what I said, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So, so the question to you, like in something like this, like Get Away, where you have that sort of wordless chorus, is that part of the thought process at all, or that, you know, this is something that everybody's going to be able to get involved in and remember, because they don't have to really remember the words.
Yeah, I mean, that, for me, writing that song, it was definitely, the idea was to write a wordless chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely went into that melody and that song with that idea. Like, I've never done it before. You know, I've never written a song like that. So I really want to try and see what comes out of it. So that, yeah, definitely a conscious attempt on that particular track.
And at the shows, everybody sings along, right?
Mm-hmm. One day.
They will. Absolutely. When you're, you know, give it some time. I mean, that's Paul right. McCartney's got a few years on you.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. Tuscumbia is the name of the album. And that's the name of a town.
Yes.
Near Muscle Shoals in Florence, right?
Yeah, it's the Quad Cities where we live. So okay. It's Florence, Muscle Shoals, Tuscumbia, and Sheffield are the four cities that make up the Quad Cities.
So what is Tuscumbia like?
Tuscumbia is just a very small southern town, maybe 8,000 population, nine. But with the other cities in, it feels like it kind of feels like one big town, you know, instead of four separate little towns. But yeah, it's just an older town, an old main street downtown, a couple blocks, you know, a little country on the outskirts, a little more rural.
Okay.
Have you ever read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes.
Well, that's when I go through Tuscumbia, that's what I imagine it looks like. The town in To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay. It's very idyllic.
Okay.
White picket fences, big green yards, and,
yeah, and
Spot the dog in the backyard.
Ivy Green, Helen Keller's home is there as well. So there's some interesting landmarks in that town.
And in the Blockbuster?
Blockbuster was in Muscle Shoals.
Oh, okay.
R.I.P.
All right. So you guys will hang around and be with us again tomorrow, right? This party goes for 4 days.
Yeah, we got sleeping bags.
Yeah, it's a good thing we got LSD.
Yeah, that's right.
It is. And Potbelly.
Yeah. Jim Davis talks in his sleep, though, so we got to watch that.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being on the podcast. This is fantastic.
Yeah, man.
People who, well, here, the crowd might know the answer to this. We advise people that they should listen with some frequency to the podcast. How often would you guys say?
Every day.
All right, every day. Please listen every day.
Get better on Tuesday.
Thank you, bud.
And you can find the show on Apple Podcasts and Audio Boom and Spotify and Google Play and SoundCloud and all kinds of places.
Everywhere.
And, sometimes Patrick just opens up the window and yells. Right. And you can hear it that way, right. Too, right? Yeah. And mixtapes.
We make mixtapes. We have
mixtapes available and all that stuff. Oh, you know, speaking of the mixtapes, I forgot to do the trivia today.
Oh, yeah. What about that? That's a good idea. Do people know about this, Jim?
They don't.
Okay. So here's how it's going to work.
Know about this.
In those boxes, we have a couple of trivia questions. And if you answer one of those correctly, you guys, they're going to get
some Bel Air merch.
Wow. How about that?
You guys into that?
Yeah.
So we need a contestant. Who would like to play today's round of trivia? Wow. Come on. Somebody.
It's not just shout it out loud? Or,
no. Okay. We have somebody come up. Who would like to do this?
Okay.
Who has a chance to win? All right. John Geddes, everyone.
John Geddes. Thank you, sir. Actually, I happen to know that John Geddes is very good. So I think he's going to win.
So, John, you got to get on a microphone, though. Somebody needs to help you out there. Okay, there we go. So, John, you have a choice between 80s pop music or 90s pop music?
80s pop music, please, Alex.
80s pop music. This is the box. So, my daughter, for Christmas, she gave me these boxes of trivia cards. Isn't that a nice thing, right? 80s and 90s pop music. And I have not screened these. I have no idea anything. I'm just going
to
pick one out.
No reason to question you at all.
Okay, I'm just going to pick one out here. Okay, this is multiple choice. What day do the Bengals wish it were? You want me to read the choices?
Manic Monday?
Okay, we need another contestant here. No, hang on. Oh, don't say it. No. Anybody else want to get up here and try? All right, come on over. Thank you for playing, John. Who do we have next?
Lily.
Get on that microphone.
Would that be Sunday?
Sunday is the correct answer. Because why? Because why do they wish it was Sunday? There you go. That's my fun day.
Who wrote that song?
All right. So you get a piece of Balladair merch. You can get a T-shirt or a CD or a vinyl record. All right.
Ooh, wow. There's vinyl available. Can I play? Am I ineligible? I didn't know vinyl was available.
All right, let's wrap this
up.
So
Lily's answer is now invalid. I get to answer the question. It's Sunday.
All right, let's wrap this up. So okay. Listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every
listen
day.
Again tomorrow. Balladair will be with us again tomorrow. And also you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can call our suburban party line and leave a message, and we get your voice on a show at
612-440-1984.
You can find us on social media. You guys are like that stuff, right?
On the socials?
Computers
yeah.
and things. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod. And we'll probably have photos and videos and stuff like that from this.
We will.
Up there. Okay. All right. I think that's about it. So
thanks
very much, guys. You'll stick around tomorrow. What should we play out with here? You guys have a song you want people to hear?
See It Through.
See It Through. All right. This is Balladair from Tuscumbia. See It Through. And I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Wishing for someone else to be, 'cause stepping out just ain't for me.
I can't get that song out of my head.